عارف ده الشيش دانش؟ بانك اوف كارديف.
Hello.
Hey, this is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. Honestly, not sure who I'm calling. I just logged in my computer and my phone started ringing, so I apologize. Oh, is this Sullivan?
Yes, Dennis, how are you?
Oh, hey, how are you? That was funny. I had to restart my computer and then my phone just started dialing as soon as I turned it on.
Yes,
so I guess it was thinking about you.
I think so, too.
Well, how are you going?
I'm pretty good so far. I want to buy a truck, Dennis, and I don't have the money.
Well, you've got the right man. I can finance you.
I got the work, though.
What kind of work do you guys specialize in?
Eh?
Just construction in general construction?
I'm surprised how much in Long Island, but it's noisy. You said something about construction?
Oh, I just asked you what sort of a construction you specialize in.
I am every construction. I need a dump truck.
Okay. I can do financing for you. I can probably give you a 5-year term on a dump truck.
All right. We'll do that then.
Okay. I left a voicemail at the office for Adrian. I haven't heard back, but do you have a quote? Have you found an actual dump truck yet?
I don't know if it's my phone, but it is. What was the question, Dennis?
It could be my phone. Hopefully it's not, because it'll be a bad day for me. But no, I was just saying, do you have a quote for the dump truck? Have you found one yet? Or are you just in the work here one?
Yeah, I just have the need for one right now. I got the work. I got a new contract here, and I don't have the truck to supply. I'm going to look out today. Between this weekend, I am going to look and see if I can see the price. The price there varies. Ups and down price, so I don't know the real price. Some of them are 160, 170, and all various prices, okay? So,
okay.
I would have to see which price it's running to and tell you the one that I choose.
Well, we can get an approval without the actual quote. I mean, I can just submit it with a ballpark idea of what the cost would be. Did you want to provide me with the application back here, or did you want me to try to get a hold of Adrian? I left a voicemail at the office. I just haven't heard back.
Send something to Adrian for me. And I know most of the time he don't give it to me, but you can send what is an application. I think you must have got an application back.
I did send an application. I think the last time I spoke to him was on the 8th, so it was a while ago, but I did send one to him, so...
All right, I'm going to ask, what does the application mark?
What does it entail?
What does it editing of the application?
Well, it's just only one page. To be honest with you, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, but really all I need from you, Oliver, is just your social security number and your home
number. I have the business number and I have my social.
What's that now?
I have both.
Okay. All I need is just the federal tax ID number for the business.
Yes, I do. 11.
Okay.
You want it?
Sure. Go ahead.
11. 282. 5594.
94. Okay. And your company is a. Is that a DBA, or are you an incorporated, or sole proprietorship, or LLC?
Corporation.
Okay, and is it under Oliver Sullivan Mechanical?
Yes.
Okay. And Oliver, what was your social security number?
041-527-2794.
7294. Okay, and
I've got two contracts now, and I need a truck to work.
Okay, yeah, I'll work on this as soon as possible for you and get an approval for you, hopefully by Monday. What was your home address, Oliver?
49 East 59th Street, Brooklyn.
So 49 East 59th Street?
49 East 89th Street.
East 89th Street, okay.
Yes, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
11236.
11236. So you've been in business for quite a while then, like 30 years or so, right?
Yeah, 33 years.
33 years, wow. I was an electrician, a commercial electrician for quite a while.
Things went down a couple of years, so things went bad. I'm just coming back again.
Yeah, sounds about right. That's the reason I'm not the electrician right now. I didn't work for 6 months, and I had to do something else, so.
Yeah, no, it's rough. But I'm ready to roll now. I got a couple contracts and I want to work.
Work is good. Well, I will get started on this for you. The billing address for the business is the 49E 89th Street as well?
Yes.
Do you have an office for the company?
Yes.
So it's a home office then? Is it an actual...
I'm driving meanwhile, so...
Okay. Is it a home office that you have?
Everything from you.
And you think the dump truck is going to cost approximately...
It's along the road to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
And do you believe that... I am. I'm here. Do you believe that the dump truck's going to cost about $150,000?
Yes. I took about $150,000.
Okay. I'm going to submit this for $150,000. Actually, I'm going to submit it for $149,500 because if I go above $150,000, they ask for a lot more documentation.
Say that again.
I'm going to submit the approval in for just $149,500.
Yes.
And with that being said, I'm going to, if it goes above $150,000, we'll have to request more documentation. But for now, all I should need is just 3 months of the business bank statements, actually.
Yes.
But I'll try to get an approval for you, you know, between now and then, so we have some numbers to work with.
Okay.
Is Adrian in the office?
Yes.
Okay, I left a voicemail in the office earlier. Nobody answered.
You what?
I called the office earlier, and there was not an answer.
Well, it must be busy on the line. Busy, so that's what happened.
Okay.
They're making payroll, so they can answer most time.
It's about that time of the month, huh?
So you have to try and call back later or whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll get started on an approval for you for now. And is it possible your company could be underneath a different name, maybe?
What?
Could your business be underneath a different name, possibly? Because I'm not finding any. Was it registered in New York State?
Yes, New York State business.
Okay, because I'm not finding anything with Oliver Solomon.
Mechanical.
Let's see here. There it is. It's actually Solomon Oliver, not Oliver Solomon. That's what happened.
Solomon Oliver Mechanical.
Yes, sir. Solomon Oliver Mechanical Contracting Corporation.
Right.
Found it. Filed in 1983. Wow, I was 9 years old in 83.
I
don't want to make you feel old.
You're a young man. But, so you have this business a long time.
Yeah, I know. The 80s were really good for construction, huh? 80s were good, the 90s were okay, and then 2008, everything went crazy.
All right, well, I'm on the road. I can't hold you no longer.
Okay, no problem. I'll get started on this for you right now, and I'll try to get a hold of Adrian in the office as well.
All right.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Let me know.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah.